Blog Talk Radio.
Unwrap. Hidden beach. What?
Well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and it seems like it's been such a long time since we have fellowship with you here at the PRF table. So I'm your host, Brother Dunlap. Also hosting alongside of me is Brother Warren Feaster, and I'm sure Sister Adia will be taking a seat at the table in a minute. I just want to let everybody know we are just so glad to be back with everybody on the air, and it's been a couple of weeks because if you remember, if you were with us last year around this time, we had so many shows and so much discussion about spending and giving during the holidays. And last year, our focus was, as it is going to be this year, is how to not only prioritize your spending during the holidays, but also how can we prioritize these other areas of our life beyond the holidays, particularly when it comes to giving. So tonight's show is going to be prioritize your holiday spending. We hope that it will be fruitful for you this year, just as it was last year. We hope to get a lot of feedback from you, the listeners, as we go through these next couple of weeks before what we call Black Friday. So with that, Brother Feaster, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing good. I just want you to know it was 70 degrees on Monday, and today I woke up and there was snow on the ground. So, yeah, the winter season has already started over here in Korea.
Well, down here in the South, we are expected to get snow on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't have any sympathy for you, my brother, none at all, even though we probably only going to get about 0.30 inches and everything is going to shut down. But that's another story. So we just want to say welcome to everybody. We see people that are popping up on the switchboard, and we just want to say thank you for taking time out of your schedule. We see that Mama has joined us. Mama, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, good evening, and apologize for being late. How's my family doing today?
We are doing great, Mama. Brother Feaster is on with us as well, so
okay. We're
just going to go ahead.
Nice.
Very good.
So let us get into it today. I've already told everybody that today's subject or the title of today's show is Prioritize Your Holiday Spending. And a couple of questions I just want to throw out there, and I posed these questions last year, and I'll do them again this year. What do you need? What do you need right now? What should you be given right now? How is it, or how is what you're doing right now going to affect you in 2014, the rest of the year? But not only that, how is it going to affect you later on, such as 2015? And the last question that I will pose to everybody is this. Don't we all prioritize based on what's important to us? So I want everybody just to understand where we are this evening. It is not about telling you what you can or cannot spend your money on. But our aim tonight is really to focus on having you to be able to get a understanding of where your priorities are. Brother Feaster, Mama, let's be real. Sometimes we as individuals don't really have a clear understanding of what our own priorities are. Sometimes we don't understand what our own priorities are because there's other things that may be distracting us or causing us to put our attention in other places. So I'm not speaking as one who has all of his priorities together. I promise you, I can't say that honestly before all of you as the listeners. But this is what I do know. I know what things are not priority. I know where I am. I know where I've been. And I know what type of adjustments that I have been making or am making right now when it comes to the priorities. I said on Sunday as I preached y'all that I recognize that there has been some distractions in my life of lately. And as I stood before the people, stood before God's people, and I said that to them, I think it blessed not just just me, but I think it blessed other people because other people were able to see the transparency. And Brother Feaster, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. So for those who are just joining us, again, we are talking about prioritizing your holiday spending. And Brother Feaster or Mama, I'll let you jump in there if you need anything that you need to say. I know it's been a while for you as well. Then Brother Feaster, if you wanted to come right behind her, if you will, and just give us, you know, some opening thoughts about what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Okay, talking about prioritizing your holiday spending. I had made, about 20-plus bills, and things are very tight now, and my husband had surgery, so it's some finances had to go, bills I need to pay, I had to put on hold, but I did call my creditors, and that was okay. So with that being said, I had before made a list of things I wanted to give, to my family, my grandchildren, and then when the surgery and everything came up, I had to spend money in that area and whatnot. And so, I looked at my bills and I said, well, the most important thing for me is to make sure that my bills are paid. I can always get my loved ones a gift. But right now, because my creditors were giving to letting me know that, sure, you can do this next month, then I need to keep my word on paying my bills in December.
That's good. That's good, Brother Feaster.
I was listening to your questions, and they're actually very simple questions, but they require time and truth with yourself to answer. As we go into this holiday season, which is a time of family and love and sharing and whole lot of food, we seem to forget where we are in life. And I'm trying to wait till you get started, but all those questions just struck me real hard because we seem to forget where we are in life, and we seem to forget that come January the 2nd, all this is over. All this is memories, and we have to live with the decisions that we've made over the next 45 to 60 days. So when you ask the question, where are we now and what do we need, and with the topic of prioritizing yourself, I mean, that really is a broad statement that requires some serious thought. And it's not to say, and I'm far from one saying, don't go out and buy anything and don't go out and celebrate. No, I believe I enjoy both of these holiday seasons. Matter of fact, I've ramped up my exercise program because I know what's going to happen in the next 60 days, 45 days. But we really have to understand that when we do all this celebrating and we do all this fun, that, come January 2nd, we got to live with those decisions. And the question on the table is, how long is it going to take us? Is it going to take us 11 months, 10 months and 15 days to get over 45 days in at the end of the year? So, and I'll stop right there with my opening comments.
Well, I think that is so interesting. And we can just, how we do on here on the PR table, let's just take it further. One thing that you just said, Brother Feaster, come January 2nd, we're going to have to live with the decisions that we make over these next 45 days. And here's what I'm hearing, and I don't know if you meant it like this, but I believe that that's from a positive and a negative standpoint. So, for example, if those of you who are listening to us, maybe not you,
right,
but individuals in your circle, decide to go out there and spend recklessly when Black Friday comes around. Spend money that you don't have. Mama, you just said that you have some bills that need to be taken care of, and you've been given grace by your creditors.
Yes.
So it's up to you to prioritize and say, well, you know what? I can't get certain things right now for some of my family members or some of my loved ones. Because I have to prioritize and take care of the bills that I've made. That's just being nothing but responsible. So the reality is, as Brother Feaster, you just said, the decision that Mama's going to have to live with is the fact that she's not going to have nobody knocking on her door, ringing her phone, talking about you owe us X amount of dollars for this bill because she's made a wrong decision or an impulse buying type of decision. The other way that I see it, Brother Feaster, is if you do the right thing, if you make smart choices, and I know sometimes that's easier said than it is done, but you'll be in that position like I just mentioned. Your mind will be clear. You don't have to worry about people coming after you. And it may not be that people may come after you. You don't have to worry about knowing where you're the only one who knows that you're behind in a bill. See, they may not come for you or come for your sons like they did in 2 Kings chapter 4. It may not be that type or that dire of a situation, but it may be just something just as simple as you know that these bills are coming due. And you know what your income is, or lack thereof. And now you're being faced with, what do I do now? So I think that's just an excellent way to start off the show. Again, for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking about prioritizing your holiday spending. And Brother Feaster and Mama, we're just on the phone just chopping it up right now. So if you want to be a part of this conversation, we really want you to join in. 914-338-1692 is the telephone number. If you're listening online and you want to just jump in, you can call in or you can just press 1 on your dial pad and we'll jump you into the conversation. Let me just tell y'all, you know we always talk about where these shows come from. And as I said before, this is something that I'm really, really believing that we're going to have to do every year. And I was doing some reflecting. I was reflecting on the fact that when we did this type of show last year, I wonder how many people heeded to the voice last year and made some smart decisions. I'm also wondering who was not even connected to the PRF table last year that didn't make some of the smart decisions that we were talking about last year and now is in a place, is in a situation where they're struggling, where they're dealing with some issues, and this holiday season is up upon them. One of the things that I can say for me, I remember, and Brother Fisher, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember we were talking last year or the year before last, whenever the government shutdown was, it seems like it's such a long time ago, but I think that was last year, Brother Fisher, and correct me if I'm wrong. And I remember that, if I'm not mistaken, that happened in October.
Yeah, that was last year. It was last year.
And how devastating
it
that was.
October, around that time.
Around October, right, because they couldn't pass the budget or didn't pass the budget, whatever you want to call it. So think about how we had this show last year, talking around this same topic, being proactive for the people. And so many people were in a very jacked up situation because people were getting furloughed. People were not earning the amount of money that they thought they deserved because of underemployment. And so those people really didn't have, a lot of people just didn't have it to spend because they had to make priorities. The point I'm getting at is, last year around this time, people were forced to make a choice. It wasn't something that they consciously did because they wanted something better. So what I'm saying is I don't think that we have to have this situation where it's of a negative connotation in order for us to make the smart, the wise, the proper decisions. I think we have all the ability in the world. You know, the word says, Hosea, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So for me, Brother Feast of Mama, this is a thing of knowledge for us to be saying to you, all of you who are listening, you be the one to make the wise decisions during this holiday season coming up. I got an advertisement in the mail the other day, and it talked, and I'm not going to say who it's from because I'm not going to advertise because they're not paying us here on the PRF table. Nevertheless, one of the things that it says on this thing is offers are good now through November 29th. On the front of this advertisement, it says two-day early Thanksgiving Day sale. So it is really, really clear that this particular company is doing their very best to put it out there early for us to spend money to benefit their business. Let me tell you what else I see. And if y'all want to just jump in, please, I'll be quiet in a heartbeat. You know me. There are a lot of people right now that are going through financial struggles right now. And I really, really think, and when I say financial struggles or financial challenges, I'm not talking about, you know, necessarily getting put out of the house. But the situation could be better for them financially. There's only so much that every last one of us can do based upon the income that we have coming in. Brother Feaster, you're a master sergeant in the U.S. Army. Anybody can find out how much you make, how much your base pay is by just going online. But if you decided that you wanted to have a $500,000 house with your income, things may be a little bit tight. At the end of the day, you and you alone, or you and your wife, you, Marie, y'all are going to have to be the ones to make a decision if you can afford something and if you cannot afford something. So one of my first points that I would say is, if you are married, only make spiritual sense as well as practical sense that the husband and the wife and the husband, the two who have been joined together, sit down and make a plan out about what you're going to spend during this holiday season. Rafista, I don't know if you're going to be coming home for Korea during the Christmas holiday, right? But if you decide to buy up all the Tungdashan and all the Yangsan and send all these packages home in the mail, and then your wife decides to buy a whole bunch of stuff up out of the PX on a star card, and you and her have not had any type of communication, what's going to happen when bills are due? What's going to happen when that star card, which is not going to give you the best interest rate, you already know that, what's going to happen with that credit card statement? What's going to happen between a relationship if you don't know, and I'm going to say you, just throwing it out in the atmosphere for anybody, if the husband doesn't know the wife has spent some money, or the wife doesn't know the husband has spent some money on a credit card, and then all of a sudden the other spouse decides to open the mail that comes to the house and sees that there's $1,000 that's been spent on Christmas goods. Rafisa, go ahead, my brother.
I'm sitting here listening to you, and you're making some great points. You know, and a lot of times, sadly enough, and I'm gonna get off the bad show bandwagon. But a lot of times, sadly enough, we'll plan spending, and matter of fact, it's not even bad. This is just reality. We'll plan spending and not speak to, you know, our spouse, and we'll call it a surprise. So
wow.
That is not bad. That is me wanting and desiring to express my love to whomever. But I don't want my spouse to know what I'm getting her. I don't want my spouse to know how much it costs. All these parameters that we've placed. Now, in my house, when it comes to spending, when it comes to gifts, neither one of us are really big on like $1,000. We're really very simple, you know. A card is great, you know. But every now and then, for Christmas, we splurge on each other because we don't do too much. You know, we may do a little something on the birthday or something like that, but so every now and then we might splurge for Christmas. And what if this is the year when both of us decide to splurge and this is a surprise? And of course, when if it's a surprise, the price is not, you know, talked about. It's not discussed. It's not even set out. So now here we are. It's intent versus impact. My intent is to show my spouse all the love that I have, and this is the gift, and, well, this is how much it costs, and I purchased this gift. The impact is because her and I have not talked, and both of us have the same intent, the impact is now it could put us in a financial situation, you know. And it goes back to, like you were saying, JR, just an additional communication piece is great. You know, granted, I mean, what am I saying as I double talk and triple talk myself? It takes a simple conversation. You know, why don't at the beginning of the holiday season, and I'm including Thanksgiving in this, because in my house, Thanksgiving, there's my wife's birthday, there's my birthday, and then there's Christmas. So we have four big things in 45 days, and then New Year's. So why not a conversation simply saying, hey, take $500, $600, $700, and that's what you'll use to purchase what you want to purchase. Now, part of that also takes planning, maybe at the beginning of the year in January, set aside, you know, $30 a month for Christmas time, for Thanksgiving time, because you know you're going to travel, you know you're going to eat. So part of that takes that, and that would help when it comes to this time of year, and this is year I decide that I want to do a big purchase for my spouse, it won't put us in that financial bind. And maybe if I know that that's going to happen at the end of the year, maybe I'll plan better on what I want to get. Maybe this is the year that I want to splurge big and I want to get her a new diamond, a new wedding ring, and it costs X amount of dollars. And I know I'm going to get $500, but the ring costs $700. So if we're starting off planning this out in January, then I can just put a little more to the side so that when I splurge, it won't put us in a financial bind. You know, I hate the fact that we're at the end of this year and we're planning this now. However, we've been talking about it the whole year. But it goes what you said, JR, a simple conversation. Because that right there, intent versus impact, the intent is for me to express my love. The impact is going to take me a while to get out of the impact is it could take me a while to get out of the bind that I put us in, and it was not intentional. So that right there is what, you know, when you were saying that, I was thinking about.
One of the things that I was able to I stumbled across, I was looking up something, and I was looking up something dealing with Mahatma Gandhi, and he made this statement: action expresses priorities. Action expresses priorities. And somebody added this commentary. They said, if you think that a certain task is a priority in your life, yet you are not taking action to move forward in the completion of that task, you need to have a closer look at your priorities. Perhaps you are not being extremely or entirely honest in your evaluation of what is important to you. If this is the case, take the time to reexamine what your priorities are, then take action to express those priorities. I think that is a very profound statement that is so relative to what we're talking about tonight, because there's some people out there who spending money for Black Friday, buying a bunch of Christmas presents, having to do things for other people out of obligation versus out of love, those things are things that you can't tell some people not to do. So I can say it all day until I'm blue in the face. Don't go out there spending all your money on Black Friday or Black Thursday or Black Saturday. But if your priorities are not seen as being off balance, all I'm doing is just planting a seed. The reality is that seed may not get watered, or it may not grow until, as Brother Feaster would say, January the 2nd. So because of all the things that I'm seeing right now, because of a lot of the things that we've been dealing with here just on this year alone, as Brother Feaster was talking about. We're not really just starting right now. We're just bringing it home right now, because so many of the things that we've taught you, some of the things that we have learned from each other, some of the revelation that God has provided to us, just going from last year up until this point, should have a lot of people, including us, into a better position where we have had the ability to be able to say, here's what I got going on in my life right now. Here's what bills I have. Here's the things that I have not taken care of that I wish I could take care of. So I'm going to make some certain decisions that's not going to put me in a bad way. One of our listeners sent a message to us and says this: people spend money they don't have to buy things they don't need to impress people they don't know for the holidays. Mama, what's your thoughts on that?
Wow, that's very true. And not everybody's situations, but, you know, I can just see that in my own, you know, in my own life, you know. Wow, okay. You know, you say you have friends that do have money, and they're nice to me, and they take me out and they spend, you know, come on, go shopping, and I say, I don't have any money, don't worry about it, you know. And so then when it comes a time like Christmas, you know, then it seems like it's a guilt trip that I used to go through. Like, man, you know, these ladies have been so good to me and whatnot, and I just got to buy them something to show them I appreciate them, you know? And they wasn't even about that. They just enjoyed my company. You know what I mean? They weren't about, you know, just seeing what they could get out of me. They just enjoyed having fun, you know, just going out to eat, whatnot. Sometimes they want to go by themselves, you know. She don't want to go by herself, you know. It wasn't, but that's what I was thinking. And now I'm in debt because that's what I'm thinking, because their minds were far from that. And as the more you be with them, and then they start talking about how they got what they have, then you'll begin to see, wow, that was a crazy move I made. Yes, because some people just, you know, so a lot of times we do think we want to impress people, but, you know, there are people they don't want to be in. They don't care about all that. They just love your company, and because you know, you have integrity. And they found someone that they can talk to and share some things, you know, some things with them. That's it.
Adia, I see that you've joined us.
Listen to what you're saying, and you said, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
I was listening to something that was said, and I just want to make this real quick and short. You were saying how you want to express your gratitude for somebody that is close to you. And a lot of times what we do is we go all out.
Yeah.
Sometimes expressing gratitude is as simple. Like, for example, there was a wedding here a couple of months ago, and somebody that was not affiliated with the wedding party just knew the bride and the groom, and I believe everybody in the wedding party. What she did was she went out and gave everybody a $5 gift card in appreciation for how beautiful the wedding went. Now, if you really look at the $5 gift card, in today's time, that's what, a gallon and a half of gas, or, you know, a half a combo, you know, maybe a bag of chips and a half a drink. You know, it's really in the big scale of in the small scale of things, it's really not a lot of money. However, when you look at the fact that she had no part in the wedding party but attendance, and she gave out of her own self, you know, that right there is what I'm trying to say, the degree of how you give. She didn't have to go out and give everybody a $50 gift card. She didn't have to go out and give everybody, you know, a diamond necklace. She simply gave everybody a $5 gift card and said, because the wedding was so beautiful, I just wanted to give you this and say thank you for what you did in the wedding. And that's a lot of times we have to look at, you know, the degree of the relationship and then give a gift in line to the degree. If it's somebody like you were saying, Mom, if it's somebody that enjoy my company, you know, that, you know, every time he or she called me, we're going out to eat, then the degree of the gift should be a simple gift card to a restaurant that we normally go eat at. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. That just struck me as you was talking.
That's good. Thank you for that. That's good. Yes.
Adia, talk to us.
So, of course, it's always a pleasure to listen to everything that's been said. And one of the main things that I heard just from listening was the importance of communication. So sometimes we know, I think like we said last year, we know Christmas is coming the same time every year, maybe a different day, but it's still December 25th. And what I think is probably important is to have the conversation, is to communicate what plans do we have for Christmas this year. And I say that because me and my husband already planned, you know, for the kids, like, they're going to have a nice Christmas. But we've already had the discussion because of what we did last year for Christmas, that the expectation is that you can make a list that has 50 things on it, but you're probably not going to get nowhere near 50 things, because for us, Christmas is more than just buying our children gifts, but it is also sharing the love of Jesus with other people, giving them the gift of our love. And so last year, and I don't know if I shared it or not, but last year what we did was I went to the Dollar Tree and I bought personal hygiene items, and I got some Ziploc bags, and we bagged them up, bar soap, washcloth, toothbrush, toothpaste, a pair of socks, deodorant, lotion, chapstick. And we went out into FedEx, to the downtown area, to the Eastern Boulevard area, and we blessed men and women with those items. And to see the joy on my children's face and know that they were a blessing to someone else, my kids were blessed. It wasn't about them getting gifts. So they understand that Christmas is not just about them. It is about us being a blessing to someone else who does not have, whether it's by their choice or whether it was life circumstances that had them in the position where they are. And so this year we were looking for.
Adia, I don't know if you can hear me, but you're fading in and out real, real bad. So we're going to see if we can disconnect and come back to you in a quick hot second. She was making some good points, everybody, because one of the things that we heard from Adia last year was as we're going into this holiday season, it is not designed, or maybe it is, but for us, those of us who are believers, it especially when we're talking about Christmas. I mean, primarily when we're talking about Christmas, buying gifts, buying presents, spending a bunch of money, that's not the most valuable things that we should be taking away from our holiday season. So, Adia, are you back with us?
I'm here, but I'm going to call from a landline.
Okay. One of the things that I was thinking about as Adia was talking was, look, if you can't do what you want to do, and I'm talking about as far as what you're trying to do to spend money for whatever the reasons are, whatever the purposes are, if you can't do what you want to do, then here's what I'm going to suggest. Ask the question why you're unable to do those things. And here's the practical. Here's the real side of things. You have the ability right now to make a difference starting right now. So just like Adia said, and Adia, I see you now, we have you connected again. Christmas, as you just said, comes the same time every year. So last year, if there was something that somebody could not do, they may not have evaluated their situation. They may not have asked. They just said, look, I'm not able to do it. But if they find themselves into a similar situation right now, then that evaluation, that assessment is so critical. What did I do this year where I'm not able to have the $500 that I want to spend on this ring that I've been trying to buy my wife or my husband this piece of jewelry for the last 3 years? What have I been spending my money on now? And Adia, I'm coming to you next. This is what I say. It can start right now. Because the reality is, if you go out there and you spend what you really don't have to get what you really don't want, you'll still be saying the same thing next year that you didn't get what you thought you should have got. So, Adia, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what I was saying is that, one, you have to communicate and have that conversation with your family. You know, one of the things that we've done with the kids is that I ask them, you know, hey, what are some things that y'all would like to have for Christmas? You know, and then we also look at things that they need. But in addition to that, we've already told our children that Christmas is not just about you getting gifts. That's, I mean, because it's really not. I look at all of the stuff that they get throughout the year that they need, you know, and when it comes to Christmas, it's just like they're going to have a nice Christmas, but I want them to understand that the best gift that we can give somebody is the gift of love. The gift of love that Jesus and that God shows us every single day of our lives. And so what we did last year was that we got together, went to the Dollar Tree, got some Ziploc bags, made bags for men and for women, and we put things in there for those men and women that live on the streets. I'm talking about do not have a place to stay, and we blessed them with those things. And so to see the look on my children's face, to see the look of joy on their faces when they gave those bags to those men and women, and to see the look of joy on those men and women's face, that was the best gift. We have pictures that we took with them just to show, you know, like, this is what you do. This is the gift of Christmas. This is the love of God that you show for somebody. It's not just wrapping gifts and putting them up under the tree. And so we plan on doing that this year in El Paso by just being a blessing to someone. We haven't figured out just what we're going to do yet. We're thinking probably to bless some children. But I think, one, having that conversation with your family, your spouse, whomever, having that conversation with your children, having that communication to say, here's the expectation, here's what we're going to do, and here's what we can't do, I think it sets people up for success so that our kids don't, one, grow up ungrateful, so that we as spouses don't grow up or have a seeds of bitterness or resentment to think that our spouse should have gotten us this because we said that that's what we wanted and they didn't get it for us. So I think, you know, setting realistic expectations, communication, and then sharing the gift of Jesus by being a blessing to somebody else, that is the greatest gift that we can give. One, it takes the emphasis off of us and what our needs and wants are, and then you get to see the reality of how the simple little things that we can do for somebody else can be such a greater blessing. And so in listening to everything that I heard Cousin Mary say, you say, Nate, and Fiesta, was communication and having a plan and being able to work that plan. And I just end it right there because I don't want to go around a mulberry bush.
You are fine. Well, we have a caller, last 42587. Welcome to the PRF table.
Good evening.
Good evening. I think we may be having technical difficulties. I think everybody's using these Cricket phones today. I don't know what's going on, Mama.
I'm trying to. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now. We can hear you now. Now okay. You must be on your Verizon phone.
You know, I don't have the normal reception. I'm far, far away. But anyway. I just kind of wanted to piggyback on what everybody said. It's, you know, it kind of ties everything together, the communication and planning, and all of that requires thought. And so to me, if you actually think about a gift and you're giving it in thought, after you thought about it and you've given it from your heart, the value of the gift is really not. If it's a well thought out gift and the person knows that, okay, you may not be, you can't buy me a new car for Christmas. I might need a new car. I might want a new car, but you can't buy me a new car. But if you think and say, okay, I'm going to buy you a pass for the bus so you don't have to pay for, you know, your bus fare for a month. To me, that's a thoughtful gift. So you don't have to break yourself to put thought into a gift and give them all a gift. So
that's
something
right.
too, and you spoke earlier about trying to impress other people, you know, spending all of this money to impress other people, in other words, keeping up with the Joneses. Well, that's not what the, you know, you do that, it's detrimental to the individual purchasing the gift, which will cause potentially some angst between the two, and that ends up not being worth it. A place of love, like I think you can pick home and make that a quality gift without, you know, breaking yourself, you know, causing tension in a relationship.
I got you. Very good point. Very good point. You know, one of the things that I was thinking about as we wind down on the last 15 minutes of the show, I was thinking about this. I think there's three questions. Adia, she mentioned, or Adia, you mentioned about helping other people. Shatara, you talked about, you know, the planning that's actually involved. And I think about a lot of the organizations in the community. And this is just one of those times, and I say it every year, and I'm going to continue to say it. This is one of those times of the year where organizations – come out of the woodworks, so to speak, in the community. Some organizations do a lot of great things for the people that are in need during this time. And I believe that those are good things, that those are positive things. Even I participate in some of those things as well. However, I am saying this, and Adia, I think you mentioned this last year. What about the other times of the year
mm-hmm.
when people actually need help?
Mm-hmm.
We can't, and we have to get out of a mold, because I know a lot of organizations, including organizations that I'm a part of, focus on this particular time of the year as if this is the only time that people actually need help. So can we find the time? Can we put it in our organizational budgets and in our planning schedules as we wind down the end of the year and plan for the next year, where we're able to participate and help people throughout the year versus everybody helping at one time? Case in point, so many people are going to be able to go that are homeless to a place to get something to eat on Thanksgiving. They're going to be able to get something to eat on Christmas. It's going to be big. It's going to be large. Nobody who is homeless in our community is going to get turned away when they go to whatever one of the several places that are going to be feeding people who are homeless. But it only makes sense to me that when Friday comes around, what are they going to do? Where are we when Friday comes around? And please hear me. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying, can we plan and take the opportunity to plan now to say, you know what? We normally give this away on Thanksgiving, or we normally do this on Thanksgiving, but let's try to do it on Friday. Does that make sense? Am I living in a you know, Pleasantville somewhere in my head. I just, I can't run all of the organizations. I don't run all of the organizations, but I'm saying it as a plea because I believe that is critical. And one of the most critical institutions that I'm talking about is the church. So you know how I like to do it, so I'm always being fair. I'll talk about my church, and then I'll ask the question, what about your church?
Well, Gerald, let me
run it, Ben.
Let me answer that question you just asked, JR, based on the experience that my family had. One Thanksgiving, I think it was last year, year before now, I think it was last year, after we finished eating, and my wife cooks for a big family, and it was only three of us, so it was a lot of food left over, she went and got some plates, and she wrapped up like four or five plates, and we went down to a place where we knew a lot of homeless people were in the city, and we handed out, we gave those plates out. And to this day, I still remember this one particular guy. It was a traffic circle. He was sitting in the center of the traffic circle on the little whatever it was, and he had a plate. He was eating a plate, and we were handing him a plate.
Wow.
And you know, I felt good that we were giving him something,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, wow, you know, he's not going to be able to eat all of this food. You know,
where are you going to put
it? The good thing about that community, the good thing about that community is they normally do a great job of sharing what they have. But all I could think about was, you know, he has a plate. We're giving him a plate. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, just like what you're saying, what about Friday? You know, where are all the organizations on Friday when we still have a lot of excess food that we're going to end up throwing away because we're going to get tired of it in 3 days? But that's a good point. You know, that's a real good point because you're right. And I remember talking to a guy that I was in school and it was this time of year, and the school normally takes up a donation and, you know, helps it out to the needy. And this one guy got mad, and he was like, I'm not giving. And we all looked at him crazy, you know, like, dude, what's up? You know, and he said, I was that kid, and I hated this time of year because
mm-hmm.
I was hungry more than one day. And it just,
yes, sir.
I've never forgotten those two things. But you're right. You're right. You're right, man. Not to say that don't do it. I mean, doing it is better than not doing it. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm with you on that, JR. Doing it is better than not doing it. So we're not saying don't do it. But be mindful that, again, intent versus impact. Our intent is to be a blessing, mm-hmm. but we really may never know the impact.
That's right. One of the things that I was thinking about as well, y'all, was the title of tonight's show is Prioritizing Your Holiday Spending. And look at where the conversation, most of our conversation has turned to. Most of our conversation has turned to giving. So what that says to me that there are some people that are listening at the PRF table, participating on the PRF table, having a seat, that have a priority towards giving versus spending. And I think that is excellent. How much more better could our communities be if more of us had that expressed commitment of giving during the holidays versus spending? Think about Black Friday. I think about Black Friday, and I think about how much money is going to be spent on Black Friday. And so for me, then it becomes no excuse when we walk down the street or ride down the street and we see people who are in destitute that really need help, that have two plates and you were about to give them one. But then we can stand in line, and I don't do it, so I can be critical about this. but we can stand in line to go and spend money. What about if we put that same type of energy and vigor, as my friend Chubb Rock would say, into how we're giving towards people that actually need help? Do we realize, y'all, and please, somebody else, you know, take the mic after this, but do we realize that there are a lot of people that are unemployed right now in our communities? So the homeless person, the person who happens to be homeless, is one that we'll see visibly out in the streets. The person that's unemployed, or better yet, underemployed, are the ones that's actually coming to church with us. So how it bothers me if we can do something for those who are homeless, but then don't take the opportunity or plan for helping those who are among us that are unemployed or underemployed. I guess tonight, y'all, we're just throwing out some things because it's really, really important that we think about what we're about to do. Think about what people around us are about to do as we approach this holiday season. So I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to let y'all talk.
Well, again, I think...
That was an interesting observation you made, because you're right. As soon as you said it, I thought about it. That's all we've talked about was giving. So that's interesting, because as we deal with prioritizing, who really put giving on their list? And that's all I had to say. Go ahead, Adia.
I was just going to say again... I think it's just talking to people and just being honest. You know, I know with one of my friends, my best friend, you know, she has three children, and I know with her income, she has a heart to give, and but I know because of her income and different things like that, we've had the conversation to be like, you know, what are you going to get your kids for Christmas? And so I remember this conversation last year. She was like, oh, this, and this. I was like, do they really need those things? Are they going to take care of them? And so I think when we can have that conversation, one, with ourselves, for our families, and then with other people that we know, I think it's important that we put things and help them, that we can help them put things in perspective. I had another neighbor who asked me, you know, what are you getting your children for Christmas? I said, well, you know, I'm going to get Anaya like a little e-reader because she likes to read. And so in my head, I'm like, this is probably all she's going to get. You know, I'm not going. And my reasons for it is not that I can't afford it, but I guess you get to a point to where you're saying that if the emphasis is always on a gift, but they never learn anything else, then what am I teaching my children? And so for me, like, that's the reality. I'm not trying to be a fun snatcher because I love Christmas just as much as anybody. I think I love giving more than I do anything else. But the reality of putting things in perspective, what are my kids going to do with the things that they already have from last Christmas? And I know we talked about that last year. Can we even remember what we got last year for Christmas or the Christmas before that? Do our children remember what they got for Christmas several Christmases ago? And so when I think about that, I am just honest with myself to say I'm not getting ready to spend my hard-earned money on something that 3 weeks from after Christmas, they done tore it up because they don't understand the value of my money. Or because they don't understand about being, for my cousin Feaster, a good steward over what they have. They have not understood the concept because it's not their money. And so I think when we can be honest with ourselves and also help other people who we know may be struggling because they have a heart to give and they want to go all out, but they don't have the money to do it, help them put it into perspective to say, look, you know your kids. You know your kids don't keep their room clean year-round. When you brought them stuff just throughout the year, they didn't take care of it. If you go and look in their room now, it's probably broke. Why would you break your back to buy them something if they don't understand the value? Maybe there's something else that you can do. Instead of buying them a whole bunch of toys, how about, you know, buy them things that they really need and let it be that they get it at Christmas, kind of like what we do at Easter. Or, Easter, for me, I like to use Easter as an incentive to say, okay, oh, this is probably the time of year I can buy me a dress. Now, for me, you know, I love the message of the resurrection of Jesus. But my incentive is that, oh, this is probably like a good time where I can maybe get a good sale and buy me a nice suit or a dress that I probably wouldn't buy at the rest of the year. And so is it right or wrong? I don't know. I guess it depends on the person. But I think helping people be honest about their financial situation is the best thing.
Wow.
And if we don't do that, then we have the same conversation next year. And we bring the same stories because the people that we talked to didn't learn the lesson or we didn't have the conversation with them. So I think what I'm saying in a nutshell is,
somehow we just lost a deal. She'll come back. You know, one of the things that struck me as she was talking, and Brother Feast, as you had made your last comment was, you know, giving doesn't always mean spending by me.
That's right.
Think about it. Giving does not always mean spending by me. So for example, if there's somebody in your church or in your community, whatever type of community that is, and you know that they have some children, and they have some children who, and they're not doing well off financially, but you know that children understand the Christmas holidays, and mostly every parent probably wants to give their child something during the Christmas holidays. But the parents are realizing that, okay, it's not about giving them and buying them toys. We need some clothes. The kids need some clothes. So I can go into my closet. And if I go into my closet, I may be able to bless the parents with something. Excuse me. I may be able to bless the parents with something, but then my next-door neighbor who has a child who is around the same age or the same ages as the children, I, as an individual, as a person with a caring heart, as Brother Fisher would say, with courage enough to care, can go next door and say, hey, do you have anything in your closet that are we willing to give away from that you have for your son or for your daughter? Because I know somebody who's in need right now. What I've done is I've helped the person who lives next door to me to participate in giving simply because I asked and I expressed the need to them. The reality is the person who I know who's at church who their children need some clothes doesn't know my next door neighbor, but I do. So there's, as I wrap up for dealing with prioritizing, you know, our holiday spending, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And maybe next week we'll deal with some of those deeper PRF issues or concerns, some of those root causes, such as somebody being prideful and not wanting to ask for help. How do we address that? So giving doesn't require all the time spending by me. You know, there's some people who may need food during this holiday season. And it is just ridiculously crazy to me if there's food banks throughout your community. And I'm talking about food banks, whether it's at a church or whether it's not. But a food bank, and people, for prideful reasons or because they have no knowledge of them because people who know about them are not sharing that information with others. And then they go out and they're spending money on food when there's people that have all, God has already ordained and blessed to be able to help in that area. So wouldn't it be better for that parent or that individual to be able to get the food from the food bank to be able to buy a gift for the child or for their husband or the wife or whoever it is? I'm done, y'all. I think I'm done. Chantal, you have anything else you wanted to bring at the table?
I just reiterate what you said. Giving doesn't necessarily mean spending. And because you can give in other ways. And it's vitally important to the community because there are a lot of people out there in need, that we get creative in our giving. Because it's not always about spending the money in your pocket. There are things that we can do not just at Christmas, the holiday season, like you said, we all year round. It doesn't always require us to spend money. But you will have to spend time at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mama, you've been sitting back quiet in the cut. Do you have any final comments?
Yes, I was just thinking about when I was working. This is in a corporation, you know, where we're making good money. And I was just thinking about the mentality of all of us in that office. Well, not me so much, but majority of us in that office. The mentality was that I don't pay my rent to my landlords. My landlords know, you know, because this is discussion, and this is just a mentality that, you know, this, you know, Christmas coming, my landlord knows that I'm not going to, they don't get paid, I'm not going to pay my rent on Christmas. And, but what they do is that in January, they pay all of January's rent and half of December's rent. And then February, they pay all the February's rent and the rest of December's rent. And I was just, you know, that just struck me. That was the mentality in that office. You know, and again, it just boils down to prioritizing, you know, our spending, our holiday spending. And also, since we're not prioritizing our holiday spending, then we're not prioritizing any spending. We're just doing what we want with our money, you know. Mm. You know, just going around in a circle. And that's and I worked for them for years, and that was strictly what I would hear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very important because some people, you know, might not know this, you know, because that's a mentality. I think 10 years or more I worked there, and that was really the mentality. And it seemed as though the landlords was okay with it. And that's interesting, isn't it? So I have to say that they paid their rent on time, you know, 11 months out the year. So the landlords knew that they would pay the rent and that they had kept their word. And so they allowed it to be. Interesting, isn't it? That's all I have to say.
Because
you know,
that
is
tricky.
Go ahead, Sadar.
With that mindset, a lot of people are counting on the tax refunds that are coming with when they file electronically, it comes back in 2 weeks. So you know that's not happening next year, right? So this is another reason why people need to put some serious thought into how they spend the money this year, because your refunds, according to the report, are not coming until October 2015. So that's a cushion.
Wow.
That will not be a cushion for a lot of people.
Mm.
And so they spend all the money thinking, and they're counting on using that refund stuff to catch back up on all the folks, and that's not going to be an option next year. So, you know, that just makes it, that should bump it up in priority for people to really sit down and look at how they're going to spend money and how they're going to choose to do this holiday season.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, my brothers and my sisters, we thank you here at the PR Table, all of you who have been listening. I think it's, I want to just reiterate a couple of points that I heard, some points that were said tonight. One of the things that I heard from Adia was, you know, having these conversations up front to show people and to have the discussion about love gifts, and that's my terminology, so that we can, you know, help people not to be ungrateful, help people to not have unreasonable expectations for having to be giving something that has love nowhere inside of it or nowhere involved in it. One of the things that Brother Feaster that you said was, you know, January 2nd is coming. So just taking what you just said, Shatara, January 2nd is coming, which means January 15th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, you're not going to get your refund check. So as Brother Feaster, as you said, we're going to have to, all of us are going to have to live with the decisions that we make over these next 45 days. And one of the things that I would say in a type of closing about prioritizing our holiday spending is that what we do has to have some purpose to it. So when we think about what we're going to be spending our money on, what's the purpose of why we're doing it? What's the purpose for why we're spending whatever money it is? So, for example, our middle child, she's coming down. She's in college, so she's going to come down for a couple of days during the holiday season. Purchasing a plane ticket is more important than me buying, and I'm going to put her on blast right now, than more important than me buying her some Trey Songz and Chris Brown tickets for a concert. That concert is going to be over. She's going to have memories, but what about the memories that we'll make together down here collectively as a family? Because she's away at college and we don't get to see her that often. You see what I'm saying? So my holiday spend is not going to be about buying a bunch of gifts. It's going to be about things that are family-oriented. And this is how I think I'm going to leave us tonight. In Matthew 25, 31 through 46, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he'll sit upon his glorious throne and all of the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he'll separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll place the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. And I'm not going to go all the way down through the 46th verse. I pray that you read this for yourself. But here is what I want us to follow the rest of the week with you. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. Because I was hungry, you fed me. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me." Then the righteous ones will reply, "Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and when did we ever feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality? Or naked and gave you clothing? When did we ever see you sick in prison or in prison and visited you?" And the king will say, "I'll tell you the truth. When you did it to the one of the least of these, my brothers and my sisters, you were doing it to me." So I think as we prioritize our holiday spending, as we observe these holidays, as we consider our giving as well as our spending and our spending as well as our giving, I think that is some the words of Jesus Christ, those words that he spoke. You never know who it is that you're dealing with. You never know who it is that you're helping. And the reality is you can't beat the benefit of helping one of God's creatures, especially when we don't know all the time the impact that it's going to have on that individual's life. So just a couple of things to think about. We thank you, everybody, who's been listening to us for the past hour. Come join us again next Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On behalf of Shatara, Brother Feaster, Adia, Mama, myself, we say God bless you. We love you. We will see you next week. We ask that you go visit our Facebook page. We are trying to get more contacts and more information placed on our Facebook page so that we can have more conversations throughout the week. So if there's anything that you want to discuss or you want us to discuss, we ask that you just go ahead and put it out there, and we'll definitely start taking a look at that. So until then, we just say God bless you. We love you. Have a good night.
Good night, family.